If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Delphine Gamberg joins us now. Dr. Gamberg is the Deputy Consul General of Israel to the Midwest. Dr. Gamberg, thanks for joining us on WGN Radio.
Thank you very much.
Are you stationed here in Chicago?
Yes.
Tell us
yes,
what...
I'm in Chicago.
Pardon me. We're glad that you are here. I'm sure your heart and head are in Israel today. What are you hearing from your family, friends, and colleagues over there now?
Well, I haven't been sleeping for 2 days. It has been very, very hard days. The situation in Israel is terrible. People are just horrified. Unfortunately, in Israel, everybody is affected. It's a small country, small community. My family is safe. But again, everybody is affected. Everybody has a family member, a mother, father, friend. It's very, very, very difficult. Those are very, very terrible days in Israel.
Are you as surprised as maybe we were? Did people in the diplomatic corps have any inkling that this might be happening?
No, it has been, nobody could even think about something like that, about orchestrated attack, about massacre of people, men, women, children, you know, unfortunately, this is, it's even hard to say that, but 40 babies has been slaughtered in southern communities in Israel. This is something that we even couldn't imagine.
Do you have any information or comment about the response from Israel now? What happens next?
Well, the first answer is to secure back the borders. Even today, Israeli time, this morning, a fight with Hamas fighters in certain communities. And so the first priority, again, is to secure back our borders before we think of a larger operation. I believe that we will see in the coming days, weeks, I really don't have the information, but we will probably see a larger operation in Gaza. With, again, the first priority to secure our borders and to secure our population. Today, I think it is obvious for everybody that Israel has the right to defend itself.
Mm-hmm. It's remarkable how penetrable the lines of defense were. I know that billions of shekels, hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent in the physical defense of your country. You know, here in the United States, we imagine a wall might keep Mexicans or South Americans from coming into the United States. And yeah. I think we are reminded today how penetrable a wall can be, the most sophisticated, maybe, barrier in the world. And yet, land, sea, and air, they were able to penetrate Israel. I would imagine the citizens there are shocked and angry today.
Yeah, the citizens are. I don't know if they're angry because they are just shocked. This is right. This is something that we will have to determine after this war is over. But you know, it was a massive with hundreds and perhaps thousands of Hamas fighters in an orchestrated attack. So this is not something that, again, we could imagine, but also this is not something that is easy to contain because I guess of the effect of surprise. They came from the air, they came from the sea. This is not something that we could even, again, it's hard to imagine that. So I think that the main feeling today is just a huge shock.
With what is the number, 2 million Palestinians living in a relatively narrow strip of land. I don't know that this is the right time to talk about this or think about this.
Yes, this is about 2 million people living. And again, you know that more than 100 Israelis, most of them civilians, has been taken hostage in Gaza. But, you know, when we speak about hostages, you have about 2 million Palestinians living in Gaza who are also hostages of the Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. So this is very painful. This is very painful, obviously, for our families and for our people, but it's also very painful for the Palestinians living in Gaza.
Do you know what your country's position is on negotiating for the release of those hostages?
No, not yet. We don't have any indication for now, but obviously the first priority will be to release our hostages. What we know today, and also you know that Americans, unfortunately, are among those hostages. And our first priority today is to get back our sisters and brothers to Israel. But we know already that they will be used as a human shield in Gaza. This is a cruel moral challenges, if I can say that, we have today, because we know that any incursion into Gaza by Israeli troops will mean the death of those hostages, and probably much more, because the Gazan population is also used by Hamas as human shield.
Yeah.
I've heard today today and the day before that the Hamas ordered women and children to move to the about 40 UN schools in Gaza. They don't do it in order to save them from Israeli potential bombings. They do it because they want to use them as human shields, because we know, everybody know, and today the world know, that they use those schools and also mosques to protect their fighters and also to hide their weapons. This is what they are doing. And this is what Israel is facing today. And this is a terrible, terrible moral dilemma.
When we watch the videos of the raid, the invasion, whatever you want to call it, you don't see many average citizens firing back. I wonder what the rules are about gun ownership in Israel, and if that would have maybe given people a fighting chance. They seem to be such sitting ducks for these Hamas terrorists.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you for just one second. Can you just repeat the question?
I'm wondering about the gun ownership rules in your country, and if maybe the people there will rethink that. We have too many guns in this country, but it seemed as though there in Israel, the people were not able to defend themselves.
No, because in Israel, people cannot carry a weapon. They cannot buy a weapon. They cannot carry a weapon. The only people who have a weapon in Israel are the security forces, can be police or army. But regular people, they don't carry weapons.
Is there anything else you'd like?
Even in the southern communities.
Yeah. Doctor, we have to finish this conversation now. President Biden is expected to speak in about an hour or so. Anything else you'd like our listeners to hear from your position today?
No. What we just, our only, request, if I can say, is just to show support to the Israeli fight, because we're fighting today for democracy and for freedom and for the way of living that we are all cherishing. So we need your support, and we need the world to understand what we are facing today.
Our best to you, Doctor. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Delphine Gamberg is the Deputy Consul General of Israel to the Midwest. She's stationed here in Chicago. Our Chicago take today on the situation there, sponsored by Hagerty Chevrolet. It's HagertyAutoGroup.com.